This little program illustrates the relationship between pointers and arrays. It's the same min program that we saw a few chapters ago, but rewritten with pointer notation instead of array notation, at least inside of the function min. So notice that min takes a pointer to an int as its first argument. Well, what I used to have in the old version was int nums bracket bracket, meaning that it was an array. But remember, they're the same thing, at least in a function. When you pass an array as an argument to a function, you really just get a pointer to its first element. So I might as well just declare it that way and say int star nums. And so I will. Furthermore, I'm going to define an end of array sentinel value. In other words, I'm going to define an address which is outside the boundaries of the array. It's one past the last element in nums. And the reason I'm doing that is that becomes my sentinel address of when to quit. And it turns out that this is a very common idiom in C++. The algorithms in the standard C++ library use this very technique. So, what we have here is we have a pointer which points one past the end of the last element in the array nums. Now, that may sound a little confusing because I just told you on the last slide that you can't go outside of an array. Well, the truth of the matter is that you cannot dereference a pointer which points outside of an array, pointer that originated from inside the array like this one. However, you can have a pointer point there, you just can't dereference it. So the C language standard does allow you to define a pointer like I'm doing with end here. Okay, well, having done that then, I will, like I did before, I will take note of the first element in the array, which is star nums, because nums is a pointer to the first element. And then I will traverse the array by saying while plus plus nums is less than n. Plus plus nums will advance the pointer to the next element. And as long as that isn't the end pointer, which is right outside the array, then I'm still in the array, and I will continue in the loop. And so for the next line, I'll ask, is the current number I'm pointing at, star nums, less than small? If it is, then that's my new small, and I'll record that value. So when I'm done, I'll return small. Now, the question on the bottom, take a look there. What is size of A? Well, that's in the main program. A is an array. And so in the main program, the size of A is going to be, let's see, how many elements does it have? It's got 5. It'll be 5 times the size of an int, which on my platform will be 20 bytes. That's the size. What is the size of nums? Well, nums is just a pointer, so it's the size of a pointer, which again on this platform is 32 bits or 4 bytes. So do keep that in mind. Size of with an array only works in the scope where you have the definition of the array. Once you get inside the function min, only a pointer has been passed. It has no idea what the size of the original array was.